This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammett, along with Todd Mitchell and Kevin Flynn. Everybody's wearing the green today. We're into it.
Absolutely. Happy Irish.
We're embracing it.
Happy day to be Irish.
One thing could be better is I'd be in St. Paul, Minnesota, at the St. Paul Hotel, getting ready for a little hockey down there and the great parade they do every year there.
But the Intercontinental Bar in the basement. Very good.
Yes. Yep. Good spot. I had my first lunch with my now wife there, St. Paul Grill.
Oh, really?
St. Paul Hotel.
Yep.
So very special place. And the story of Scott and Maria Hammond. All right, 7 past the hour. Lynn Helms is here, and we're going to just switch gears here and talk a little bit about the oil and gas situation in North Dakota, which obviously is tied to some of the things we're seeing nationally, inflation and everything else, no doubt about that. We have a new set of numbers to analyze. There's not a lot of good news in this, which is one of the reasons we want to chat with Lynn today a little bit about all of this. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined again by Jim the Flagpole Guy for an update on what he did about what concerns him. And then we're also going to Ukraine. A lot of your comments still coming in on Ukraine. And what is our role in it? Should we do more? Should we do less? Just give us your take. You can text answers to any of these questions or also contribute questions for our guests, 701-237-1590, or call us at 701-258-0550. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott, and happy St. Paddy's Day. Always reminds me of one of my grandmothers, 4 foot 11 inches tall, 100% Irish, and that lady knew how to run a show.
Sounds like my Grandma Flynn, yeah.
Was St. Paddy's Day special for her?
Absolutely. It was a big day. So as grandkids, we always look forward to going to Grandma's house on St. Paddy's Day. Corned beef and cabbage and all the music and fixings, and it was fantastic.
So at a time when Russia and their oil are bad, and we're saying, hey, you know, this is going to raise the price of oil, and we're going to have to just take our lumps here because we don't want Russian oil. We're not going to import Russian oil. What a time for us to increase American oil, specifically Bakken oil, North Dakota. Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers here, and we're going in the wrong direction. What's going on?
Well, Scott, there is so much to unpack here. North Dakota crude is selling for about $97 a barrel. This morning, you saw that West Texas Intermediate jumped up again today. It's up $7.50 a barrel based on the fact that, you know, it looks like the Ukrainian situation's going to drag on for a while. And so we're looking at January numbers as this whole thing was beginning to unroll. But, you know, before we jump in there, let's talk a little bit about the fact that there has not been a single positive signal from our federal administration to encourage increasing domestic production. Not one signal. Out of all the things that have been put up as roadblocks to increase in oil and gas production in the U.S., not one has been removed or lifted or any signal that they want to encourage investment long-term in this industry that means so much to the state of North Dakota. So it's very discouraging to, you know, hear things like that red herring about 9,000 leases out there. What about the 4,500 pending drilling permits? A lease doesn't mean anything without a drilling permit. And there's 4,500 just sitting on someone's desk somewhere in the Department of Interior. Super frustrating time.
I'd love to have that question asked of the White House. Okay, you keep saying these leases are out there, why just drill, just do more, you know? I also get a kick out of the fact they expect the price of gas to plummet the second the barrel of oil plummets. Seems to be a little disconnect in how oil and gas production happens, doesn't there, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. So the price of gasoline and the price of crude oil are based on, you know, futures. It takes at least 6 weeks from the time a barrel of crude oil comes out of the ground for it to find its way through a pipeline and a refinery and to a gas station. So all of the pricing that you're seeing is looking out at what do we think the replacement cost of this gallon of gasoline is going to be 6 weeks from now. And it all signals higher because our federal government is not relaxing anything. New methane rules, new FERC pipeline rules, don't drill in ANWR, no first quarter or second quarter leasing in North Dakota or any of the other western states, and on it goes.
Production was down 5% in January. Is this... talk about that specifically. Again, I understand, as you say, that the federal signals are exactly the opposite direction of what they need to be, and there could be a Marshall Plan-like effort here to say, let's replace every single barrel of any federal imports, any federal production, I'm sorry, international production, federally, right here, the USA, American Energy. But they aren't sending those signals. Is that why January is down, just because of the continued... you know, all-out effort against the domestic production?
Yeah, that's part of it, Scott. So what we saw happen in January was the big freeze that came on Christmas Eve. And the whole month of January, as you recall, we struggled to even get in positive territory temperature-wise. So we had a lot of loss of gas gathering capacity out in western North Dakota. Gas production was down 7%. And because of the pressure of the federal government and the investment community, our industry was absolutely unwilling to produce crude oil without having gas gathering and processing. So they reduced their oil production by 5% in order to attain those gas capture goals that the commission has in place and to satisfy the investors and the EPA and the federal government. So kudos to the industry. Gas, the capacity to produce and process gas fell 7%. So they cut their crude oil production 5% to maintain gas capture, and they did that. They maintained gas capture at 93%. So that's a pretty temporary thing. You know, we pride ourselves on being prepared for winter in North Dakota, and I think we did a pretty good job. We could always do better, but a whole lot better than when Storm Uri hit Texas a little over a year ago. So we did pretty well, and I think we learned some lessons, and we'll be better prepared next winter. But that's really what drove the crude oil price or the crude oil production down a little bit. Happy to report we stayed above 1 million barrels a day. In fact, we almost made 1.1 million. It was 1,087,000 barrels a day. So we stayed above that magic million barrel a day mark, and we got a good, strong base to build from. I can tell you that every workover rig in existence that they can put a crew on is in the field. Every well that can produce is being produced. We're up to 11 frac crews and a lot of interest in making sure that we bring that duck well count down and that we build production 1 or 2% this year. But not a lot of interest in ramping up drilling from the public companies. And that's because of the investment pressure, the banking pressure, the federal regulatory pressure that's on those folks to not grow production rapidly. So positive signs on all of the get the wells pumping and complete the wells, but not in the drilling category. And that goes back to permitting and leasing and the pressure to grow production very slowly, if at all.
We had a conversation with Harold Hamm from Continental Resources not long ago, and in a span of a couple of days, his opinion changed. One saying, hey, as you say, publicly traded companies are being rewarded for holding production even. So just the world we live in, right? A few days later, he said the war in Ukraine is changing this. Here's our opportunity. you know, what you just described has been the modus operandi for some time here, but do you see the war in Ukraine and the reduction of Russian imports at all impacting that?
I do, Scott, and I think, you know, as this thing plays out, we're going to see people come to the realization that we have to be energy independent on the North American continent. We have to work with our neighbors, Mexico and Canada, and this continent has to be energy independent. We can't be bringing crude oil across the Atlantic Ocean from Russia. And we have the capacity, you know, I just read an article, we got the capacity to increase lower 48 production by 750,000 barrels a day. That would more than replace the Russian imports of roughly 600,000 barrels a day. We're sitting on 1.5 million barrels a day in ANWR and petroleum reserve in Alaska, and there's that much capacity in the Alaska pipeline.
We're going to take a quick break here, Lynn, and when we come back, I want you to crank up the crystal ball and just see, as we go forward here, if we see any change in what you described as the reason for the plant production here. Coming up with more of Lynn Hales on What's On Your Mind. No.
All month long at a Petra Serve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Petro Serve USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, listen up. What's on your mind, listeners? Great savings happening right now from MyPillow, the famous MyPillow six-piece towel set. A $109.99 value is just $39.99. You should see the colors. You can find some St. Patty's green right there.
We pulled the trigger on another set of sheets.
Oh, they're so great.
Could not get without, go without those sheets.
Yeah, the sheets are great. Oh. Giza Dream Sheets, by the way, $39.99. Tons of colors, the deep corner pockets. They're made with the best cotton in the world. Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off. And right now, 50% off MyPillow mattress toppers, slippers, men's and women's sleepwear in all new styles. 50% off comforters, quilts, waffle blankets, and more. MyPillow pet bed started $19.99. Incredible. Stand with Mike. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back with Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, the director, talking about the oil and gas numbers for the most recent month that we have data for, January. Anything else looking back at all, Lynn, before we start looking forward here a little bit?
You know, just want to talk about the fact that, you know, we held steady in the permitting, and we're seeing an increase in frac crews, and we continue to press forward with good policies in the state of North Dakota. So we're optimistic that we're going to exit this year probably 100,000 barrels a day higher than what we entered it. And that's going to be great news for jobs and for the economy in North Dakota.
If you had to spitball a guess, and you do way more than guess, you have the data that can help, but you're not expecting this question. So if this is, you know, I'm curious, what percentage of this stagnated growth here in oil and gas production is a result of the markets, right? This whole ESG woke insanity that says, look, if you can't capture all of the $1 bills, you're catching 93% of them, but if you don't catch all of them, then you got to stop catching the $100 bills that come out of the ground. It's just insane. But it is what it is. It's the rules of the game. It's like playing a football game. We can't say, no, we want the field to be 50 yards so we can, you know. It's the rules we play with. What percentage of this flat growth is that versus the federal land situation specifically from the Biden administration?
So if I was going to tag those two things with the fact that we're producing somewhere around 200, 250,000 barrels a day less than we should be at this point in time with these prices, I would probably tag it as 75% the investment market and 25% Biden administration policies. But, you know, it's a tough call because so much of their policies, their pressure on bankers and through the Fed is affecting the investment policies. You know, they want to label this as the Putin price hike. Well, okay, but that's just a symptom. The disease is the anti-fossil fuel attitude of the investment community and the federal administration. You know how when you get sick, you spike a fever? Well, that's just a symptom. The disease is the serious thing. And so this Ukraine thing is just a symptom of the anti-fossil fuel policies of our federal government and our investment community.
Yeah, well said. It's you know, it is, again, that agenda that has been emboldened by a guy who had to bow at the altar of climate action in order to get the nomination and is carrying out those policies. So that's contributing mightily to that 75%. And then not to mention you make it worse with your own actions and your own decisions. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Go ahead. What else are you going to say?
Yeah, so, you know, we see oil prices, it's going to be volatile. Because this war in Ukraine is so unpredictable and, you know, what's going to happen with Iran, nobody can predict. So prices are going to work in a band probably from $95 to $125 on any given day. That is going to drive a lot of employment in the oil and gas industry, though. Every workover rig, anybody that wants to put on a pair of Carhartts is going to be able to find a job on a workover rig or a frac crew or a drilling rig. And so if the country begins to slip into recession, we're going to have plenty of job opportunities for those folks to come back to North Dakota and boost this great industry.
If there was a effort to say, let's replace every ounce of foreign oil right now and ramp this back up here, if that policy was in place, how quickly could North Dakota ramp back up and increase that production? How quick could that happen? What's realistic there?
I think we could see that by the end of this year or the first quarter of next year. Between the Permian Basin and the state of North Dakota, we can turn on 750,000 barrels a day within a year to 14 months. And so we can rapidly alter the course of this ship and impact people's budgets with lower gasoline prices, but by ramping up domestic production.
You were quoted extensively after a tour that you do regularly down to the oil and gas players in Texas as saying that they see this as a mature play. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because, some people said, that's not helpful. First of all, you're relaying what you heard. But second of all, are they saying they're treating this as a mature play because of what you just described earlier with the 75-25, or that it is a mature play?
Yeah, I think you would have to say that they're treating it as a mature play, Scott. When we came back and we decided we would tally up how many drilling opportunities there were in the Tier 1, 2, and 3 areas of the Bakken, we still come up with 23,000 future wells that can be drilled in North Dakota, 8,000 of them in the core. A big part of that problem, though, is that these federal policies are blocking at least 1,000 wells on the riverbed of Fort Berthold and another 1,000 or so along the river from Fort Berthold to the Montana border. So, 8,000 of those really good wells, federal policies are standing in the way. So I think it's more treating it as mature than it being, it's certainly not over the hill.
So knowing what we know about January, as we sit here in the middle of March, and this price has obviously skyrocketed because of obviously the policies of this administration, A, but also B, what's happening with Ukraine. Have we long since blown by that 5% loss to pick that up? What does this trajectory look like today in your mind?
Yeah, great question. So we're looking at natural gas data nominations as of this morning. And it looks like we have fully recovered that 5% loss as of today. And, in fact, with all hands on deck as far as hydraulic fracturing and workover crews, we're going to see production growth probably starting in March, April through the end of the year. So we anticipate exiting 2022 at a very healthy level, maybe 1.2 million barrels a day. I feel very bullish about North Dakota activity.
Yeah, that's great news. And imagine what it could be if we unleashed the industry to make up the difference. But that takes...
Absolutely.
We could do it, but it takes a whole lot of recognition on the part of the climate action crowd that their policies are hurting America. Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Always appreciate our conversation on the Director's Cut. Thank you, sir. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Have a good time.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Federal Reserve's widely anticipated interest rate hike Wednesday, the housing market will likely see higher mortgage rates. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage on middle-class sized homes increased to 4.27% from 4.09%, with points rising to 0.54 from 0.44. President Biden called Vladimir Putin a war criminal on Wednesday, just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to the United States Congress for more assistance in the fight against Russia's invasion.
Oh,
Earlier in the day, Biden condemned Russia's invasion and said the United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Kremlin, Dmitry Peskov, responded by saying, quote, "We consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state, whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world." USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Makes me want to drink green beer. I don't know what it is. No?
No. Bring the Guinness.
Today's printers, you know, are high-end computers. With print management software from Advanced Business Methods, you get data and analytics to help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you print, who's printing what, and so much more. ABM can help you get your printing expenses under control today. Go online and find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Texter says, St. Patrick's, known for driving the snakes from Ireland. Apparently, they all wound up in Washington, D.C.
That's just what I said earlier.
Time to kick out the public serpents, right? Did I miss you saying
true that?
Is that thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them, anyway.
Let's see what else we have. Text from Sheila. Email, rather, says, St. Patrick's Day, isn't that the day we celebrate our patio furniture? Patio furniture?
You bet.
You got it? You get it?
Got it.
All right. Couple other emails here. And we'll get Jim the flagpole guy back in here in just a moment as well. Let's see here. Saw a comment about... attending meetings from someone. Where was that?
Oh, Ronnie's?
Was it Ronnie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in Slack there. You should attend meetings. You should pay attention. You should ask questions about your taxes and bills. What you do not get to do is just show up unannounced, not follow decorum, not request to be in the agenda, etc.
Just make a spectacle or, quite frankly, an ass of yourself.
Yeah.
You can and will likely be removed. We should leave the bull excrement activism to the Democrats. Let's be above that and launch a movement that lasts and actually has the power to affect change, because that's the only way it will be the watchdog against this crap we all want it to be. We had too many people not paying attention about what's happening in our colleges and schools, and that's why we are here now. I think that's exactly right. First of all, more people paying attention makes a big difference. I mean, just they can't ignore it.
In the game.
Right now, and again, I'm talking about the local level. Talking about the local level. That's where you can affect the most change. Your school board, your city commission, your city council, the legislature every other year, the committees, the legislature.
We're going to get the county level.
Post. County, exactly. I mean, school boards are, if I take your property tax bill and say, who is jamming it to you the most? It's schools. Public schools. Right? And next would be the cities and the counties and the townships in that order. So pick your poison and decide what you're going to do about it. But I'm with Ronnie. Launch a movement that lasts and actually has the power to affect change. And don't be that person that is just that constant
disruptor.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Now,
but it's frustrating when you're not getting heard and you can't get heard and you can't get in or you get, I get what a lot of people have been saying.
But here's the deal. And by the way, I applaud those people that are just tirelessly trying to, you know.
Oh, amen.
Take a little tinkle in the ocean there and try and do something about it. But they need reinforcements. They need reinforcements. And I think sometimes the frustration of, okay, you know, if you want to speak on that issue, you need to be on the agenda and things that I guess would probably disincentivize getting involved in it will go away if more people are paying attention. There's more sunshine.
Right. Yep.
Jim the Flagpole guy is one of those guys that didn't sit on the sidelines, decided to do something about it, and we asked him to come back, continue our chat here on the program. By the way, there is now usflagpoleguy.com. North Dakota has been a great launch for a national brand, usflagpoleguy.com. But he isn't just about selling a flagpole, a presentation to your home or business. He's about standing up for America, and that's why he was part of the convoy to Washington, D.C. Do you regret anything in what you did? You said earlier, you know, it's evil, it's a mess, it's terrible. You intended to send off the North Dakota trucker convoy in style and say goodbye, and you just kept on going all the way into Washington, D.C. Looking back, do you regret any of that?
Just hoping, Jim? You got none on you.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin. No, I don't regret anything, Scott. I can give you an example of how I feel. Yesterday, you know, we had returned and we felt like we really made a difference. Or at least we did our part, right? I traveled down there. I led the convoy, you know, with the red, white, and blue tube, a whole bunch. And I actually had special powers over the people on the overpasses. I would beep, you know, like a mile out, and then I'd beep a half mile out, and I'd let them know, and they're all running towards the, you know, they're cold, you know, it's cold, so they're running towards their flags and getting on the overpasses, and then I'd go beep, 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 and then I'd point at every one of them, and they all would just go nuts. They're just waving and jumping and waving. They're so happy that, you know, they're part of it. And then on the way back, we stayed with a friend in Illinois, and he's a truck driver, and he wasn't able to go on the convoy, but he was going through Pennsylvania, and he saw the people on the overpasses, and, you know, he's a gruff guy, and he's a man, and he's, you know, big front and rugged, and he said, well, I'm going to get off, and I'm going to wait for this convoy to go by, and then when he videoed it for 8 minutes, and he said he's never been more proud to be an American, and he just was crying, and he admitted it. I'm like, oh, you know, that's a big step. And then he's going to put his camera away, get back in the truck, and then another 10 minutes worth of convoy went by. So he was honored. He felt so proud to be an American. And I want all of the government officials to know there's millions of people out there that are sad, mad and embarrassed for what you people are doing, and they are praying. They're praying for your souls. They're praying for their children's future, and they have a God who listens. And you stand on notice. Your antics aren't going to last forever, and you better get right before you leave this earth, because what you're doing is destroying lives. Okay, so as I progressed on my trip and then on the way back, I felt like, you know, we did our part, and as I made the mistake, which wasn't a mistake, but I got on Frank's speech last night, and I realized that they run into a new challenge in Wisconsin. The Speaker of the House seems to be a traitor, and he orders a audit of the 2020 election, and then the results come out, and it's not what he wants, so then he stopped the proceedings last night and kicked out the investigator. Okay, so then they're also reporting that the Colorado is on a fast track to federalize their elections. So my summary of what's going on, based on what I learned in my time away for a couple weeks, two weeks today. So we have human beings in charge, and they're in there so long, they forget who they're. The what they were sent there for, and they are drunk on power, and then they make a mistake. They have to lie to cover the mistake, then another lie, and they build on these lies. Everything You trust nothing coming out of Washington, D.C. And there, where we're at right now is the point where I actually had these emotions yesterday, and it's like, what am I fighting for? This American flag represents freedom of the individual, and I'm just crying. I cried on the steps of the Capitol, and I prayed against what's going on, and then just and all the children. You should see these cards and the children drawing trucks and in their penmanship. We love you, and you know, thank you. And I envisioned all those children behind me and the future generations behind me, and I'm praying to my God. And of which, you know, I felt so impassioned. And then to have people that are supposedly on our side turn their turncoats. This is exposing all those that are not for the American dream. They seem to be in bed with evil, and the turncoats are up. So then I thought, well, you know, who's going to buy a flagpole? Is this over? And then just about that time, Brent from Grand Forks called me, and I was on 94 going westbound, and he was going eastbound, and he calls me, and I see his name on there. I remember him, but I can't remember where I placed him. And he said, oh, welcome back. He says, you know, we're just so excited at what you did, and we're just so for you, and thank you. And then I'm in the middle of, what am I doing? And then I know it's not over, and we have to keep trusting. But I don't know how it's going to turn out. All I can figure is we have to do the exact opposite of Washington, D.C. wants to do. We have to come together, and when it does start at the school board, and it does go up, and you have to fight through it. But we are in a place where we are like, you know, we invite all these outside interests to come in and invest, and they don't have our heart. They weren't there as a child sitting on the side of the street in a parade and watching the people go by in the barbecues after, and they don't feel that. They came from lands where the toughest won, and if you got in their way, you were dead. Okay, these people that are investing, they got all their money over in their far wherever part of the country, and they come and they bring their money, and they think we play by their rules. Well, we don't. And I'm asking everybody, and I look at my own life, and God called me a long time ago to walk a path, and I have not represented him well, and I feel embarrassed for it in some of my behaviors, but I feel that we all need to collectively get under one spirit, and that's the only thing going to save this country. And it's the same spirit that George Washington felt, it's the same spirit that Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, those 13 people, they gave us the United States Constitution. And in that Constitution, it says all men are created equal. Well, the people, the powers that be at that time, wanted slavery. And they even though that slavery still did exist, those people had a vision for this country, and that vision needs to come back. And I am just, I'm here, I'm broken, and I'm just praying, and I'm praying for those children. I'm praying for the future generations. I'm praying for those that disagree with me. All those people when we were in the gut behind the White House on 395, they all come out of their apartments and they're flipping us off. And I said, freedom? And they flip me off. I'm like, well, how do you disagree with freedom?
Yeah, wow. No kidding. But you know what? There are so many people out there that are encouraging. And you, by the way, you're encouraging us. You're encouraging us as well.
Love you, brother. Man, way to go.
Love the call from Brent, because that's every day. Texter says, I have a correction for Jim the Flagpole Guy's website, which, by the way, is usflagpoleguy.com now. They have a list of days for flying the American flag. I just want to let them know every day is flag flying day.
Feel bad.
Darn right it is. And can't wait to buy a new flagpole from Jim the Flagpole Guy. More encouragement there. God bless you, Jim. Take care, my friend. We'll talk again soon. Ukraine report from Bill Dalzell when we come back.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues.
The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to SwansonHyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Those 2022 Sierra 1500s are taking orders now on those. They'll be taking orders, by the way, for the Cadillac Lyriq starting on May 19th. Well, it's a couple of months, but those things are going to be super sharp. Meanwhile, new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, and there are over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, and most Coach Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models. Check them out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Living before the top of the hour, we've been getting regular reports from Ukraine, from the Bill Delzell, farmer from Ray, North Dakota, who is there helping by day with the humanitarian efforts. He is, but last report, Kiev. Are you still in Kiev, Bill?
I am still in Kiev, yeah. Yeah, on the west of what they call Dnipro River, which separates east and west Kiev. The east part of it's kind of tough. Now over in Kharkiv and Mariupol, just those guys are going through hell right now. But yeah, they're bombing hospitals, orphanages. Now a theater, they were being used as shelter, got hit. But last report, there wasn't any deaths, injuries, but you know, still a terrible deal. And look, yesterday, 10 people got killed while waiting in a bread line. I mean, this is just beyond evil. You know,
the reports are the closer the Russian forces get to Kyiv, which is taking way longer than anybody forecasted, which is the prayers answered for sure. But mm-hmm. they're just indiscriminate bombing is what they're going to do next. Just totally destroy the city. Just don't even care. I mean, is there? Well, I mean, I imagine that the toll this is taking on the people that you're helping there has got to be insurmountable. And knowing it's not getting better, it's getting worse.
Yeah, look what they did in Syria.
They did it in Aleppo. They did it in Grozny. That's their playbook. You know, they go out there and, once they fail at the ground war, which is kind of what they do, and then they rocket attack. But my friends here, and I got some military contacts, they go, hey, not so fast. We're not Syrians and we're not the Chechens. We've been training for this for like 8 years, and they stocked up in the last, there seems to be this feeling, that rumor, whatever, I have no way of verifying it, this is 10 to 14 days maybe from being over. I sure hope so, because they're running out of munitions. They're running out of parts to make their rockets.
How does that track with what you just described of this getting worse when they're losing momentum? I'm glad to hear there's that encouragement, but it seems opposite of what we're seeing on our screens, right?
The difference between this 35 hour lockdown, we're all braced for a rocket attack, you know what I mean? So it was kind of tough to sleep. Any little bit of noise, we're up kind of looking out the balcony and seeing what was going on. But, like I say, first night, a lot of explosions, but they were far away. Second night, nothing. And what I understand it, we speculated on that yesterday, that this isn't defense at the Ukrainians. They went to offense and they're trying to push the Russians back. I don't know how successful that was. But they did like a counterattack, apparently, and like I say, it's pretty tough to get till the dust settles. It's pretty tough to figure out what's going on, really.
What do they think about the role the U.S. is playing in this? I know Zelensky addressed Congress yesterday. Are folks aware of that in Ukraine? Are they following
Yeah, I wasn't able to catch the live feed. I just was able to. To read the excerpts of it, and apparently, according to people I've read, that Zelensky hit this one out of the park, and the Ukrainian group are happy with the U.S. I'm a little more, since I understand it a little more, I'm a little more hypercritical, but I kind of keep that to myself. But they think that the U.S. is going to come through. I'm a little more skeptical. But,
just bring me inside the psyche of the people you're seeing day in and day out. I mean, is this we are laying it on the line to fight for our country, or is it, it'd be very easy to just be consumed by fear, like you're talking about. You're in this lockdown. Every noise you think is a bomb. I don't know how you even function like that. Or is the adrenaline such that they just see this as this is our line? We've drawn it here, and we're going to fight. What's their psyche?
Well, they're all convinced down to the last man or woman that they're going to win this thing. We're winning this war. That's all there is to it. It's kind of hard to doubt them. The resolve of these people is amazing. And it's funny, they live for the moment. You know what I mean? They're not worried so much about tomorrow here. We're living for the moment. But they find time to make jokes and everything. They're making fun of me the other day because this Polish television interview I did. I didn't realize it until I finally saw that there was a couple of dogs behind me getting overly romantic and throughout this whole thing. And now they can't wait to give me grief about that.
You got to have a little bit of humor in the middle of this mess. Bill. Bill, we appreciate so much your reports there. And again, the heroic stories of people just picking up and saying, I'm going to go there, I'm going to help. Yours is a great story. Keep at it. Stay safe. We'll be praying for you and the people of Ukraine's horrible time that we're seeing play out. Yep. God bless.
And, my charity is abundanceinternational.org. That's what I'm working for.
Abundanceinternational.org. Fantastic. We're getting out the Ukraine decals and proceeds for any free will donations going to Catholic Charities, too, doing some good work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Buck.
Hey, it's St. Patty's Day. Good day for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. I'm going to go sausage, potato, casserole in Harwood. It's worth the drive. I-29, exit right there. You can't go wrong. Beefy Mac, 12th Avenue and I-29. Every day is a great day to go. Great day to go to PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.